welcome to The Golfing Mind. I am your host, Robin Seeger, and this is a podcast where we talk about golf in general, but the mental game of golf in particular. Now, I've said it many times that the mental game of golf isn't the most exciting subject in the world. I mean, maybe you could be someone who collects, I don't know, photographs of vintage aircraft, and that might be more exciting or interesting, but it won't help you in the golf course as much as studying or understanding the mental game. And I've come to the realization that most people want to get better. They want to play better golf, but very few people, and I can include myself in this at a time in my life, wanted a shortcut. We want to find a quick way, a quick fix. And we are always looking for game improvement technology, some swing tip, something we can read before we go on the course that's going to give us a competitive edge. And I think the best thing to give yourself competitive edge is to be mentally prepared before you play golf. Now, this probably sounds like stating the obvious, I imagine, but I'd like to think about it. If you were to have heart surgery, and I hope you don't have to have it anytime soon, but if you, and I have had heart surgery, that's why I can use this example. You really wouldn't want the heart surgeon screeching into the car park 2 minutes before they're due to start the operation, to rush through the scrub room, to rush into the operating theatre, just as I'm being rendered unconscious. Because before I'm rendered unconscious, I'm going to think to myself, this woman or this man is not in the best mental state to do this operation right now. The chance of something going awry may be increased in terms of probability. So that's why you want to make sure you're mentally prepared. Now, having grown up and played most of my golf in the United Kingdom, Scotland and England, we are very different from our brothers and sisters in America. Most Americans, very sensibly, warm up. They actually go and they hit balls, they take practice putts, they take a great deal of time before they actually step on the first tee to physically loosen up. In Britain, many golf courses don't have a practice area. It's to do with a limitation on land, or it's considered to be, I don't know, far too unsporting to warm up before you play. I have no idea the reason. But more often than not, you'll find this extraordinary situation where there's a net just away from the first tee, and you walk over with three or four balls and you try and get yourself physically a little bit looser than you otherwise might be. And then you step onto the first tee. But that's much more in the minority, because what actually happens is most people arrive, get changed, sometimes put their shoes on in the car park and walk straight to the first tee. They may take two or three swings, maybe with two clubs, to unloosen themselves, and they step up and play. Now, given a choice, it is better to be prepared physically, but it's also important to be prepared mentally. And my experience has been that when people get in the first tee, the major thought is, please just hit the fairway. That's it. Just hit the fairway. And they haven't really prepared themselves for what they're trying to do. So the thought process isn't on doing something good. The thought process is not doing something bad. And that's what this today's podcast is about. It's about not doing something bad is the worst single thing you can do. And what this podcast is going to look at today is think something good. And how do you do that? Well, I think there's three things we need to do. I could give you a list of five, but here are the three. And this is something I do my best to follow myself. If you're at all sensitive to stimulants, and by stimulants I mean coffee, don't drink coffee before you play. It tightens you up. It can make you a little tense. Even at just a biochemical level. Now, some people thrive in coffee with sugar. Good for them. I'm not one of them. And a lot of people don't benefit from it. So don't do anything that is going to artificially make you feel a little tense or tight. The second thing is get to the tee box a good 5 to 10 minutes before you're due to play. Just become comfortable being on the tee. I always stand on the tee. I don't stand off the tee. I stand on the tee. I look down the fairway. I look around the course. I just breathe it in and I visualize hitting a good shot down the middle of the fairway. And there's a lot of great opportunities on the first tee to relax yourself, to slow your breathing down, to feel your club in your hand, to visualize the shot, and to tell yourself, relax, enjoy. Now, the Ryder Cup's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to step into this cauldron of humanity where you cannot, and I can't imagine, what the pressure must be like, even for people who've played in 5, 6, or 7 Ryder Cups. But that situation is unique in golf. For you and I, the average golfer, we want to avoid stimulants, so that, as I said earlier, coffee and hangovers. Nobody plays best. Actually, I shouldn't say that. You know, some of the best rounds of golf friends of mine have ever played, and I include myself in this, have been with horrendous hangovers. And my theory is that my expectation is so low that I just relaxed. And the second thing I'm sure it was, my head had to stay so still to avoid my brain bouncing around the inside of my skull that I kept my head very... But in a more serious note, try to avoid playing with any kind of hangover or sleep deprivation or artificial stimulant. Number two, get to the tee box 5, if not 10 minutes before, and just be comfortable being in that tee box. So it's suddenly not this place you want to get off. It's a place you're happy to be on. And the third thing is, don't think in terms of what you don't want to do. Think in terms of what you do want to do. Now, you can do this on the drive down. You can do this in minutes, but breathe, relax. You've heard it all before. Not a lot new to say. When I was playing college golf, we used to play golf clubs, other universities, but sometimes we just play friendly matches against other golf clubs. And one of the things we used to do deliberately to give ourselves a competitive edge was to sort of park our car about 400 yards away from the actual golf club we were playing against. And if the tee-off time was at 1:30 and we were going to play sort of 6 matches against this private club, we would wait until there's 5 minutes before the tee time. Then we'd kind of screech into the car park in our old student cars. 4 doors would open and 6 people would fall out of the car. There'd be a sort of an argument as to whose clubs were whose. And then the captain would then announce the pairings by pointing to whoever was most ready to play. Now, this was all a subterfuge. We'd work this all out in great detail. Meanwhile, the members are looking at us a bit disappointed that students are just turning up late, unprepared, unkempt, changing in the car park, shocking behaviour. We'd then all get up to the first tee and apologise for being late and look a bit shambolic. And then the captain would then pick 2 guys and go, OK, you're first. And usually we played a foursome, alternate ball format. And it was tradition that whoever had to take the first tee shot would take their driver out and get a ball and drop the ball on the ground but not tee it up. Then take 1 or 2 swings, not great swings, just easy swings, and then hitting the ball off the tee box without a tee would then step up and hit the ball. Now, the psychology was this. If that ball flew 250 yards down the middle of the fairway with 2 yards of draw, generally speaking, we won the match. More often than not, the ball was topped or hooked 30 yards left into a bush, and after that, it was a game on. But sometimes first tee psychology doesn't always go in your favour. Anyway, that was the thought for today. So prepare yourself for the first tee, even just in a nice, easy, relaxed way. If you are serious about getting better at golf, if you're serious about learning the mental game and giving yourself the best chance to be the best golfer you can be, I would love you to sign up for the Silent Mind Silver Program. It's a 13-week of instruction, lessons, PDFs, MP3 downloads, and you can send me an email. If you want to do the Gold or Platinum program, you get to work with me online, one-to-one. It's at seagergolf.com. There's a link somewhere else. But in the meantime, thank you for your support. It's always good to have a little talk with you all. And until we speak again, play great golf and have a wonderful time.